Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Today, I'm going to share something from Jane Morton about a Massey Ferguson tractor.
And I've got a piece called If I Knew.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And that just about sums it all up. But ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing the market trends or relying on some hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet it was probably the only option. Then came the big publications, offering news, but with hefty subscription prices. And then came Tri-State Livestock News. You can get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And if I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many, so I can just let this one slip away. For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for an oversight, and we always get a second chance to make everything right. There will always be another day to say I love yous, and certainly there's another chance to say our anything I can do's. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their one last wish. So always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today.
Oh, very nice. Well, this is also kind of a poem, and it's from Jane Morton called His Tractor. My father's Massey Ferguson went back to Adam's time. At any rate, it had been years since it had seen its prime. The neighbors always joked about the baling wire and gum that held the thing together, and it really made it hum. Though Dad had fixed it many times, replaced it part by part, he couldn't get it working right. In fact, it wouldn't start. We said, why don't you give it up? It's time to let it go. You could buy a new one, Dad. We know you've got the dough. He took off his old DeKalb cap and scratched his balding head. He squinted in the noonday sun. Well, I heard what you said. But if I bought a new one, then I'd have to fix that, too, which when the thing broke down someday, I wouldn't know how to do. He took no break despite the heat. 'Twas 90 in the shade. The sweat was dripping from his brow by the time repairs were made. And so he went on driving the tractor he knew best. He used it for the smaller jobs and farmed out all the rest. For all I know, it might have been a valuable antique, except for all the different parts that made it too unique. And when he died, they hauled it to the ranch dump where it lies, half hidden by the sage and sand behind a little rise. Now no one else can make it work. No one will even try. Times have changed, and as they did, they passed that tractor by. It's a monument of sorts to those who could make do. They used it up and wore it out instead of buying new. From Jane Morton, His Tractor on The Good Stuff. Kim, what else do we have for the good stuff today?
I just dug up some non-biblical proverbs. He who laughs last thinks the slowest.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Everyone has a photographic memory. Some just don't have film.
Oh, dear. A day without sunshine is like
nighttime.
Night.
I got that one. On the other hand, you have different fingers.
Change is inevitable, except from a vending machine.
When the chips are down, the buffalo is empty.
Ha ha. Seen it all, done it all, can't remember most of it.
Those who live by the sword get shot by those who don't. That's like the old proverb of never bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's right. I feel like I'm diagonally parked in a parallel universe.
Some days are like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, maybe it's a little words of wisdom like that or a poem about a tractor. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.